I'm going to call the public hearing to order. Everyone, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This public hearing is on the 2018 Ulster County budget. Would anybody in the room like to address us on the budget?
How much do you make a year?
$14,000.
How much are your health benefits?
It depends on the legislator.
Who pays them?
Taxpayers.
Totally?
Oh, no, no. The legislators contribute
15%.
Can you put your dependents on health insurance?
Yes.
Family plan, yes.
Not all legislators have the insurance.
And not all legislators have the family plan. Some have spousal plans, and some have single plans. And there's actually different plans to choose from that have a various different levels of benefit.
If you serve on a committee, do you get a stipend?
No.
No.
And how much is the interest on the bond that finances the jail every year?
I might have it in there.
I don't know if it breaks it down individually.
I feel like it might. That's going to take a minute, so if you have more questions. It might be in this one or in the...
I'm going to have a mobile app.
Mr. Chair?
Do you have
Mr. Chair? Sir? Did we get her name and where she's from?
Would you mind stating your name for the record?
Barbara Sides.
And you're from?
Garden.
Very cool. I knew that part.
No, but you have to do it for the record.
For the tape.
I can tell you how much is outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's how much? Also at this point.
$31 million outstanding, but I don't know what
the point is. Sure, where it's like.
Barbara, it says that $31,455,000 is still outstanding at an interest rate of 4.44%, but I don't know. It might be in there, the actual. It wouldn't be broken down by a monthly payment, but it might be the yearly payment might be in there in terms of an expense. I just don't know if it breaks it down that specifically.
If you leave your email, we can get that for you.
Thank you. And do you realize any revenues from the jail?
Yes, not.
Yes, we do.
Boarding in.
We board in inmates from other counties. The Borden rate has been going down as of late because Dutchess County was our largest county that we boarded in from, and they're in the process of building a new jail. A lot of Greene County's inmates go to Rensselaer County, but they're building their new jail, and Sullivan, I believe, sent most of theirs to Orange, and they're building a new jail now.
Wasn't that part of the rationale when the jail was built? They were going to board other, inmates from other places?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But that never happened.
It did for a period, but it never happened to the extent that it was.
I was just trying to figure out who was here that was back then.
That would be Rich.
Rich is the only one who was here at the beginning.
That wasn't the only intent why we built a jail. We were forced by the state to build a jail.
Well.
But not that jail.
Not that jail.
Not that jail. Not that scenario. I don't want to reignite the 2003 election campaign all over again.
Yeah, we were boarding out. It was costing us about $400,000 a year of boarding out, our own inmates.
But you also didn't have the overhead, which right now we have, it's a difference. Regardless, I'm not getting into the why we have it, but right now we have a lot of guards for declining population of inmates. So the other question was, are you netting anything, right? Are you netting, because is there income? Of course there's income in the boardings. But proportionate to the staffing level that we have, are we netting?
Well, we'd have to have the staffing level whether we were boarding it or not.
I understand that, but to her earlier point about this particular facility in regards to that, that's where it leads you.
There's another revenue. There may be more than I'm thinking of, but the telephones, just since it's something that I object to on a pretty regular basis. The telephones, so when
collect
you make a call from the jail, you are required to make it collect, and it's through a third-party service that charges a fairly big markup, and a percentage of the commission that goes back to the sheriff's department. So that's realized as a revenue, as is the commissary, which is similar. It goes through a third-party vendor that sells food items if you have money on account, again, at a very large markup, and so a portion of that goes back to the jail.
Do you vote on the sheriff's budget?
Yes.
Yes.
We do as a part of this budget as a whole. Mm-hmm. We do. Hmm. But it's we have final authority over the budget, so we as legislators can make individual or collective recommendations for cuts. But then when the budget comes before us, finally, after amendments are accepted or defeated, we have to vote on the budget as it stands as a whole.
Thank you.
Any other questions? It's been fun.
Well, there was a bus here. I wasn't sure if anybody was coming.
You're busing in now? From Chicago?
No. Okay. Have taken Uber from Chicago. Garden, but never a bus.
Really? It's fascinating.
To go to the Mercantile, it's a very nice restaurant.
I'm sure. There. Mr. Chair.
Would you like to wait a few more minutes? Or
Can I also clarify one more thing for Barbara? Just because I have it open. So just to give you a point of reference, the jail telephone commissions in the executive's budget for 2018 are recommended for revenue at $224,974. That's what is expected to be realized as revenue from the telephones.
I don't think that's accurate.
Wow.
That's the revenue.
I don't think that we make $200,000.
How many people are sorry, there?
I think
it's
crazy. What
are they being charged?
Use of money and property.
To
might
generate
also
revenue. That magnitude.
I think that might also be.
You're still that negative no matter what.
Wow.
The whole department is
negative.
It's a cost.
Okay. I thought it was in the range, but maybe. Right. Yeah.
We end up using 60 on vehicles, and then we, you know, what
right,
they
this,
use
right, yeah,
this
the
money
vehicles,
for breaks out to all these other things for a long time.
We buy jail vehicles with it. I know we buy.
A giant amount of money in there. I mean, that's my expectation of it. I know that number has shifted over time.
It might go up now.
Are we adding vehicles to the sheriff's
fleet? What? What's that?
Are we adding some hybrid vehicles to the sheriff's fleet?
The sheriff's fleet already received hybrid vehicles. The civil division and the, I think the civil division has two plug-in hybrids. Well, you can't use a hybrid vehicle as an interceptor yet, because they don't make one.
Because they drive too fast and wind.
We're also pulling a lot more around.
That's why I don't think that's accurate. I think that that's wrong. But I'll think of it.
Go on.
On the issue of, I just heard you talking about plug-in hybrids. That's not my particular area of expertise in. How many plug-in hybrids or hybrids in electric cars does Ulster County have right now in government?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number offhand. I would put it in the 20 range. We're expanding very rapidly.
It's more. We set the goal at 20% by 2020, and they already exceeded the 20% of the fleet.
Overall,
wasn't that?
I don't think they're right. I think they're exceeding the.
Mike,
yearly markers.
No, Mike had said that they exceeded the entire.
We're going to at least 10 Green Fleet compliant vehicles this year in the 18 budget, but I think we're somewhere in the 20 range. I can get the exact number, and we're installing more charging stations this year. I think 12 new charging stations around the county.
And we're offering them to businesses as well. At a discounted rate.
Where are they?
So they're at the county building currently in the public access part of the parking lot. They're going to be adding them to the employee access portion because there's been concern from the green fleet community that the parking spaces are often filled with county vehicles,
right.
County electric vehicles, but nonetheless, so one, we're going to move some
there's,
to
well, there's yeah, one. There's one at the courthouse.
One at the courthouse.
One at the courthouse, the college.
There's one at the
public
no, no,
works.
No, isn't there one over at the
public
UCAT?
Works?
Yes.
There's one at UCAT.
Public works, the college. I think there's more than one at the college, or they're putting more in if there's only one
I
now.
I think there's one, and they're maybe putting another one. But regardless, they are generally speaking in our most visible, you know, sort of areas. Also,
Ellenville,
normally
the
with also
the
divisions
Trinity
that have
apartment building.
A vehicle. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you done any kind of measurements as to how much you saved on maintenance and fuel because of the use of these?
We do get a green. We get an annual green fleet report, and I can get a copy of it to you, so that those start. We're starting to get to see the benefit of those numbers. The green fleet policy is a couple of years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the green fleet report.
And currently,
savings of dollars are in there.
Currently, our charging stations are accessible to the public and free. So we also get a report on what the electric costs. Across the county.
The Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce is covering the cost of the electricity.
Cost.
Up to $1,000.
Have you seen an influx of people coming in to the county because of the existence of charging stations?
Actually, my wife and I were up in Kingston for the farmer's market one day and met a guy from New Jersey who was there because there was an article in his electric vehicle magazine that he subscribes to. And there was an article in there about it, and he came up to see it.
Right.
And it's a well, as you know, it's a pretty well-connected community in terms of people with plug-in hybrids or all-electric vehicles are always checking to see where these charging stations are and how much they are. So I think that, you know, we initially saw some anecdotal evidence and a person here or there, but they're definitely the use of the vehicles because that report, which we'll get you a copy of, reports the use of the vehicles the use of the charging stations by zip code. So we're seeing more and more usage.
From around the area.
Yeah, from around the area.
Yeah.
Is there a mechanism for a town to request a charging station?
Yes, and I'm going to bring that too.
Good.
We missed out the last cycle, so I'm going to, there's another cycle upcoming, okay. And I've gotten some information about it, and I'm going to reach out to the, to the county and also to help.
Because there are some at Tuckhill.
Yeah.
Couple.
Yeah, we should have, and this is a perfect spot. The town hall and the library is also a great spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the library has access right to the rail trail too, so that
and
parking
the business district. Yeah.
Is perfect.
Yes.
Because people come in exactly and can walk into the business district and access the rail trail and charge at the same time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to, I guess I could bring that up to someone on the library board.
Yeah, I would. If you want, I can come to the board meeting. I'll get all the information. Talk to them too, and then talk to the town board as well.
I think the library board would be very interesting.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Chair. With that, I will move to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing by Legislator Rodriguez. Second by Legislator Geraghty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Public hearing is closed.
Thank you.
Now, we recognize the National Geographic Center for all of our newborn.